Hello, this is Marty Govea, MACS Training Specialist with Kubik AMF. Today we are going to briefly go into what I call the black hole of center leadership. Sometimes it's good to take a look at ourselves in terms of leading our teams, implementing programs, and just getting things done in the huge scope of what you do day to day. As a former operator, I always firmly believed that these self-checks always kept me fresh. Don't get me wrong, there are potholes and ruts we tend to fall into the day-to-day whirlwind of activities, but it's important that we perform some of these exercises so that we don't slide into complacency and become counterproductive. Just like in your entertainment venue, if left unkept and not refreshed, things can get complacent, boring, same old, you get it, and your customers will notice it as well. So let's get started, shall we? Identify areas of opportunity within yourself. If you have weekly manager meetings, excellent. If not, start. If you have a smaller center with just a few staff members, include them as well. Cohesive communication within the team is paramount, keeping staff members on the same page in terms of promotions, policies, recognition are very important, and we don't want people forming negativity or doubt because we haven't talked to them on a consistent basis. We've got an exercise. Find out how your employees perceive you. This exercise was taught to me by a former mentor, and it was huge. This is also very tough for leaders, as you don't expect what responses you are going to get for dialogue. If this pushes you out of your comfort zone, excellent. This is how we grow. During your weekly manager's meeting or small staff meeting in a room, make sure you have a large flip chart and a marker. On the flip chart with a marker, draw a line down the center. On the left, right, doing well. And on the right, right, opportunity. Explain to the staff that you're going to leave the room for 20 minutes and you would like them to write as a team what you do well in their eyes and what opportunities you have to improve. Please reinforce that there are zero consequences for this exercise, as some staff members may refrain from being honest. When you return, review the list and have constructive dialogue with your team. Go over both pros and cons. Use probing questions to get details and situations that made them come to these conclusions. Never put people down for these assessments. Thank the staff after the conversation. Let them know that their voice matters, and take your list for your own study and find ways to improve on areas of opportunity. You'd be surprised on how incredibly productive this exercise can be. When I performed it for the first time, I was totally nervous, almost making myself vulnerable to people's criticism, etc. And at the end of the day, I was actually stoked for the feedback because they are the folks following my direction and are in the building with me each day. So yes, their feedback is just as important as my supervisors, and as a bonus, made a more cohesive team and positive environment for the business to grow. Finally, it allowed me to make positive changes on how I interact and behave in general to be a better manager. And with that, we're going to wrap up. Stay tuned for part two in a future blog post soon. This is Marty Govea, MACS Training Specialist for Kubica AMF, saying good luck and see you next time.